today, we'd like to see the title of eternal life. What do you mean eternal life? Eternal life, you live forever. So which means you will not die at all. That's great news. So if you live on the earth, you might receive a certain gift. Maybe you might have the tasteful ice cream or wonderful food, but that's temporal. But the eternal meaning forever. So eternal life is a really extremely uncontainable gift from God. Today we want to see eternal life. Before studying the Word of God, we want to see three questions. Number one, what do you mean not only that in verse 11? So she read the Bible verse 11. And not only that, what is that? Well, question two, what does Paul want to teach us from? Sin is no imputed when there is no law in verse 13. So the disciple talks about sin is no imputed, or sin is no passed on you when there is no law in verse 13. The last question in verse 20, the law entered that the offense might abound. Is the law unholy? In verse 20, the law entered that the offense might abound. Is the law unholy? That's the last question. Disciple Paul wrote this book in 57 AD. So the book of Romans' main theme is grace. Grace simply means freely unmerited favor. So you do not require any merit, any work, any payment, not at all. Just totally 100% is given freely to you from God. That's called grace. Chapter 1 through 11, basically, disciple talks about what to believe. So the answer, obviously, Jesus Christ. Only one requirement, you believe, you accept Jesus Christ, that's it. That is your faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's it. Then is the second part, chapter 12 through 16, how to behave. That means let gospel transform my life. Let gospel transform your life. Basically, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Savior from where? Savior eternal death. So, as you know, Adam committed sin because God told to Adam, you may eat every tree except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But unfortunately, Adam took that fruit. That's why, according to God's word, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17 says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So this is a die meaning spiritual death. So every human being will die physically. So human being might live for 80 years, or some people maybe 100 years, but a certain date, human being shall die physically. But here means the Adam shall surely die, which means Adam's spirit was dead. So God created a human being, spirit, soul, and body. But because Adam committed a sin, which meaning disobeyed God's commandment not to eat of the tree of knowledge, but Adam ate it, that's a violation of God's commandment, God's law not to eat it. So therefore Adam was dead spiritually. That means Adam relationship with God is disconnected. That's why Adam was kicked out by Garden of Eden. So we know that story. Because of Adam's sin, so result death. That's why the death passes on everybody. Basically, that kind of explanation. Verse 11, and not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Not only that, meaning, what is that? Not only that, in order to understand not only that, we should see previous verse 10. Previous verse 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Basically, this one, verse 10, talks about we were enemies, which meaning we were unbelievers. We didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we rode in the same boat of Adam's. Adam committed sin. Enemies. We were reconciled to God. Why? Through the death of His Son, the death of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ was dead on cross. That means Jesus cleans away everybody's sins contingent upon each person's faith. So there is then Jesus' resurrection. So because of Jesus' resurrection, so believer shall be saved. Saved meaning saved from eternal death, spiritual eternal death. So there is a reconciled meaning human being, the believers now can restore their broken bridge, their broken relationship with God. Because of Adam's initial sin, so our relationship with God was broken. Now, upon our faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the first crucifixion death, which meaning cleanse away our sins, then Jesus Christ's resurrection, which meaning new life. Because of that, now you are saved from eternal death, which meaning broken relationship with God, you know, forever. You know. That meaning, that's why not only that meaning, not only salvation from eternal death. Not only salvation, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a talk about rejoice meaning we have a joyful heart, rejoice in God because of, for example, I rejoice because of, you know, tasteful ice cream. Sometimes I feel joyful. They can't rejoice. But here, rejoice in God because of God's salvation. But now, I shall not die at all. I shall live forever because of my faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that is called is atonement. Atonement meaning, literally means, Jesus saved your sin. That is atonement. That is atonement. But the atonement is divided. Atonement at one month. A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T. So we can say, upon your face right now, you are at oneness with God. That is reconciliation. Now, you are at the oneness with God. So, your broken relationship with God, based upon your faith, now is restored, which means you are at one with God. Right now, you have a fellowship with God. That is reconciliation. Reconcile or restore. You know, that is reconciliation. Through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Right now, the verse 11 talks about not only salvation, but right now we are joyful. So the Timothy, Second Thessalonians said, rejoice always. So we can rejoice always in God. They are joyfulness. The third one, reconciliation. So, therefore, just as through one man, here one man is Adam, sin entered the world, and that's through sin. Sin, which meaning, in a violation of God's word, is called sin in this context. So law means a standard to control your behavior is called as a sin. So basically Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, God made a standard to control Adam's behavior. That is said, tree of knowledge of God and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. But you may eat all trees except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. That is a law. Why? Because God gave the standard to control Adam's behavior. You may eat in all trees except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the law. But unfortunately, Adam violated that law. That's why sin, violation of that law. So, Adam is guilty over the violation of that law and God's commandments. So, because of that sin, produces death, spiritual death. Spiritual death meaning broken relationship with God. How long? Forever. So death through sin, and thus death spread to all men. Right here, disciple Paul really focus on death, not sin. Because sin requires a violation of a law, but in Adam age, God gave only one law. You may eat all trees except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Only one law. Who violated? Adam violated that law. Because of Adam's violation, results comes out spiritual death. There is a broken relationship with God. That is spiritual death spread to all men, which meaning no exception, all people. So all men, because all sins. Right here, because of Adam's original sin, that sin passes on like a gene, passes on all people. That's why all people are sinners. So we violated any laws because we are sinners by nature. Because not, you know, we break in a particular law in a certain conduction, so we would be sinner. No, not so. Because by nature, which meaning when I was born on earth, I was a sinner by nature, coming from Adam's, the death passes on me, spiritual death, broken relationship with God, me. Verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world. The law, sin was the leader, meaning the God gave the law to Moses. So Adam, through Moses, God didn't give any laws except one law to Adam. You may eat all trees except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Moses, God gave laws, the Ten Commandments, you know, many laws. Law meaning the standard to control human behavior. So, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Which meaning, if there is no law, no sin. Imputed or not spread. The verse 13, I want to give you one example. In Germany, there are highway. Germany, there is no the speed violation law at all. So in Germany, Autobahn highway, you may drive a car 150 miles per hour. Because the police cannot pull over your car for speed violation. Because there is no law over speed limitation at all. So, which meaning, no law, no violation, or no sin. But the German police might cite you for the careless driver, certain kind of law, because they have a careless driver. So police might pull over your car for careless or reckless driving, because they have a death law. So you might violate the careless driving law, but not the violation of a speed limit violation. Because in Germany, no speed limitation violation at all. So as a matter of fact, you know, you could not drive the 150 miles per hour in Germany because you might get ticket the violation of the careless driving rather than speed violation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of like that. No law, no sin, which is no law, no violation. Because in order to give a violation ticket, there is no standard, no law. This one's talking about that. So basically, between Adam through Moses, there was no law, except only one law, you know, to give Adam, you may eat all tree except the tree of knowledge. But no law, so therefore, there is no sin, no violation at all. But here, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, but death controlled to all people. That's the focus. Death is the result of sin, the consequence of sin. Basically, disciple talks about that, why death meaning spiritual death, spiritual broken relationship with God. Because of Adam's original sin, it's the awful, the ultimate result, spiritual death, or the broken relationship with God. That death, spiritual death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned. So they didn't sin at all, because there was no law. There was no law, so therefore they couldn't sin. But even though who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him. So Adam is type of him, which means Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is another Adam who was to come. So Jesus Christ came on the earth far after Adam. So, for if by the one man's offense many dies, one man's offense, which meaning Adam's offense, many died, many people had spiritual deaths over the broken relationship with God, much more the grace of God and gifted by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. Because Adam's violation of original sin, the only one death controlled to everybody. No matter what, they didn't receive a law until Moses. They also were dead spiritually, or they broke the relationship with God. But the grace of God much more abound, meaning overflowed. So we know that upon your face of the Lord Jesus Christ, what kind of grace? You have a redemption, justification, sanctification, glorification, joyful life, reconciliation, children of God, eternal life, Holy Spirit. So many graces. That's why here, much more. Adam's offense gives only one. What is that? Death. Death, spiritual death gives to all men, but upon another Adam, who is Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, the grace abounded or overflowed to many. And the gift is not like the other which comes through the one who sins. So, the one who sins, Adam's sins produces the death, spiritual death. But gift gives us a plentiful gift, overflowed. For the judgment which came from the offense resulted in condemnation. But condemnation means God condemned people because of Adam's original sin producing death. So all people are sinners. But the free gift, which means it does not require your merit, your work, your payment, your effort, no, free gift, which came from many offenses resulting in justification. Justification meaning, although you were born as a sinner, but upon faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are justified as a righteous man, righteous person. Why? Because based upon your faith, Jesus' righteousness is imputed upon you. That's called justification. You are deemed as righteous man or just man. That's called justification. So imputation, in order to understand imputation, last time I gave you one example. In medical officer is usually medical doctor. You know, certain medical doctor is charged to control patient. But unfortunately, one nurse mistakenly gave a wrong shot, you know, to patient. Because of that, the dead medical doctor as an employer of a nurse is liable for his employee nurse's fault. That is called imputed. Imputed meaning the nurse's fault is imputed to nurse employer medical doctor. That is imputed, which meaning imputed based upon relationship, not like your the behavior act. Based upon employer and employee relationship, the nurse's fault is transferred to the medical doctor. So medical doctor is liable for nurse's fault. That is called malpractice, medical malpractice. That kind of thing, all things comes from relationship. Right here in the malpractice negative sense, but here imputation is in positive sense. Because of your faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, based upon your faith, your relationship with God is restored. That relationship produced you. Jesus' righteousness is imputed to you. So, you are righteous based upon faith. That is imputed. That meaning, simply. Imputation comes from relationship. That requires only faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Very simple. So, the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. So, justify. Justification requires only faith of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one. So Adam's offense resulting in death controlled over all people. Much more, Adam's result only one death, spiritual death. But Jesus Christ, much more, not only justification or sanctification, glorification, joyful life, salvation, reconciliation, so many things. You know, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, patience, joy, you know, so many things. So much more those who receive abundance of grace. Abundance meaning overflow, so many things. And over the gift of righteousness will reign, which will control in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Basically, disciple compare Adam with the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ is the second Adam or another Adam. So, but Adam gave death to us, but Jesus Christ gives us so many gifts. Therefore, as through one man's offense, one man's Adam's offense, offense meaning violation of God's commandment, violation of the law, not to eat the tree of knowledge, judgment came to all men. So judgment, we deserve God's judgment. What judgment? Meaning we deserve eternal death, eternal spiritual death. To all men, all is no exception. All men resulting in condemnation. Finally, God condemned us because of Adam's original sin producing death. Death which means spiritual death. So, the broken relationship with God, you know, upon to us. Even so, through one man's righteous act, one man's righteous act, which means Jesus Christ's righteous act, Jesus Christ submitted 100% to God. That's why Jesus Christ was crucified with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins. The free gift came to all men. So Jesus Christ gave us the free gift to all men. The first, the salvation from eternal death. Then Jesus Christ shall give us eternal life or everlasting life, resulting in justification of life, justification. Now, because of Jesus' justness imputed to us, there is a justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners. So also, by one man's obedience to God, many will be made righteous. So right now, we are righteous based upon each person's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, also the same kind of context explained. For as in Adam, all die, all spiritual death. So the broken relationship with God. Even so, in Christ, all shall be made alive. Now we have a fellowship with God. We are at oneness with God. That is made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So God is a spirit. So that's why Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and in truth. So in order to worship God the Father, you must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot worship God. Why? Because if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your spirit was dead, is dead, which means your spirit is not Holy Spirit, because Adam's evil spirit, Adam was tempted to Satan, the serpent, that spirit. So that's why you cannot worship God in spirit. In spirit, which means in the Holy Spirit. So, based upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is dwells in your heart. So you are in the Spirit, so you can worship God in Spirit and in truth. In truth meaning the Word of God. The Word of God you could find out in the Bible. So we are now righteous based upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Moreover, the Lord entered that the offense might abound, which meaning, the Lord entered the offense might abound, meaning, the Lord entered the offense or the violation might be overflowed. What does it mean? Sin overflowed. So, this one, which meaning, because when there is no law, there is no violation of that law. But the law comes here, so the violation are overflowed. What does it mean? We are sinners by nature unless we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, God gave laws to Moses. So, because of the God's given laws, our violation of the law are overflowed. The offense is overflowed. That's why the sin is overflowed. So, we cannot keep the law according to God's will. That's why we can figure out we are sinners. Because of we are sinners, we violated the law. So, the law, the God gives the law, so God's intention to us not to keep the law, because we cannot keep, you know, God's law at all, but God's intention, let us know we are sinners, how much sinners, that's the bottom line. So, the law itself is holy, because the law is the word of God. That's why Romans chapter 7 verse 12 said, therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. The law is holy, just good. The problem to us who are sinners by nature. So we cannot keep Mosaic laws at all. We just found how much we are sinners. So that's God's intention. That's why we repent our sins. We want to come back to God. So we need the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, basically, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So basically, the Mosaic law gives us to the people, recognize the people are truly sinners. So we cannot keep the Mosaic laws at all. That's why we need God. We repent our sins. We want to come back to God. But we believe in the Son of God. That moment we shall have eternal life. So the each question, let's see. What do you mean, not only death in verse 11? That means that not only salvation, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Reconciliation means we are at oneness with God, or we are in the fellowship with God. Question two, what does Paul want to teach us from sin is no imputed when there is no law in verse 13. Disciple really talks about before Moses, the death still controlled all people. Because God didn't give a law to other people before until Mosaic. So death originally the result of Adam's sin, the violation of a particular law, not to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The last question, in verse 20, the law entered that offense mighty abound, is the law unholy? Because the law comes here, offense, violation might be overflowed, many violations. That's why the law is the causing maker, you know, the causing problem maker. That's why the law is unholy. No. The law is holy because the law is the word of God. God is holy. The word of God is holy. Law is holy too. But the problem is a human being. We are sinners by nature. We couldn't keep Mosaic law at all. So problem is us. That we recognize how much we are sinners. Then we repent our sins. We seek for the Savior of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means. Okay, so now let's pray, you know, all together with the Lord's Prayer. We will conclude today's service. Okay, thank you.